The best part of the week is almost here.
The weekend.
This weekend.
Cheers to the freaking weekend.
This is the Weekend Trend with Sandy Max.
Weekend.
The Weekend Trend is presented by Three Pillars Senior Living Communities.
Let's go.
You can hear her on What's on Tap. It's Sandy Max, WTMJ's very own, and here she joins us on Wisconsin's Morning News for the Weekend Trend. Hello, Sandy.
Hello. What are you doing this weekend?
Uh-huh. Am I right?
Yes. You know that warms this girl's heart.
Yes. You are a Kentucky girl, right? You
I
are
grew
a
up
Louisville.
In Louisville.
Yes.
A Louisvillian, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I get homesick this week because it's a full week of celebration in Louisville. You've got a parade. You used to have a steamboat race. You used to kick off with a hot air balloon race.
Yep.
All sorts of racing and festivities around the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. And you can celebrate here. There are a couple different derby parties, and one that I've got my eye on is Saturday, of course, first Saturday in May. St. Kate the Arts Hotel. It's free. They open up that whole hotel lobby. They're going to have a big projection screen. But they're celebrating all day long, and they have the costumes for best hat,
oh, nice.
Best dressed.
Yep.
They are serving up the traditional classic mint julep, Woodford Reserve, using that one. And for every mint julep that you sip, you get a raffle ticket. You could win more prizes, and they are having contests for those best dressed fashion statements.
You got to be careful with those things. You can quickly forget your name with those things.
They're a sip and drink. You know, yeah. That is, there's a reason they serve them in the South. Yeah. Those were not meant to be pounded. A little bourbon, a little crushed ice and sugar and a mint sprig.
Yep.
That's what you're talking about.
Now, Sandy, before you continue, being from Louisville, do you get a kick out of everyone trying to mimic what happens at the Kentucky Derby?
How do you mean mimic? Like just
celebrating? Well, I mean, they're just trying to make it seem like, oh, this like you're there. And
I love it.
Oh, you love it.
Because again, I'm homesick. But you know, like, don't everybody loves like a theme party?
It's
another reason to celebrate.
Yes.
Put out the roses because it's the run for the roses. So I feel like that's the way to roll. And pick your favorite. I hear so far that if you like the band Styx, you can remember that Renegade is the favorite right now.
Yeah, I was gonna say Renegade is the horse that you should remember at the moment.
But the field is always like 22 horses wide, and that's also part of the recreation. So Kentucky Derby Day. I'm glad that that's something you're embracing, Eric. Also, though, Free Comic Book Day is on Saturday, and there are several spots celebrating. Collector's Edge is well known in Bayview. They also have a location 78th and Burleigh. You show up to Collector's Edge, you will get 2 free comics per person.
All
and
right.
I like that they said, don't tell the boss, but if you wear comic book themed apparel, you might get more than 2 comics. So that's your tip there. But Cowabunga Comics in Oconomowoc, you get 1 free comic book, but they're doing a food drive. You bring a non-perishable food donation for the Waukesha Food Pantry. You get 1 additional free comic for every item you donate. You show up with 2 dozen cans of beans, you get 2 dozen more comic books.
Bring the kiddos. You're the most popular parent there. You're like, how great are you?
That is very true. And if you are doing spring cleaning, but you're like, you know what? I've seen enough of my home. Let's go see some fancy homes. It's the Historic Milwaukee Spaces and Traces Tour of homes on the Upper East Side. 9 beautiful homes that were each selected specifically for their architectural significance, maybe the unique story that they have and the craftsmanship. So think about everything from like a Mediterranean villa to the English, the old Tudor revival homes.
Frank Lloyd Wright-ish.
Yeah. And you can look at the original woodwork, stained glass, the grand staircases.
Awesome.
I don't think they make you polish any woodwork or anything. You know, they don't put you to work. You just get to enjoy all of this. But you've also got onstage experiences to enjoy. The Milwaukee Ballet is very excited to bring back Alice in Wonderland. This is the first of 2 weekends. They've been waiting to stage this again for about 10 years. So it is back. Big cast with all those favorite characters, the Mad Hatter, the Queen of Hearts, of course, Alice herself. Big high energy storytelling. That will be fun at the Marcus Performing Arts Center this weekend and next weekend. And if you like your Elvis-ness like I do, All Shook Up is an Elvis-inspired musical. You'll hear a bunch of different Elvis songs in All Shook Up now through May 10th. That's at the Sunset Playhouse in Elm Grove. And I'm really excited about George and Gracie, A Love Story. This is a world premiere play at the Milwaukee Rep Stackner Cabaret. Opens this weekend. Tammy Workentine and James Pickering are real-life married couples. They're really seasoned actors.
Yeah.
You've seen them. You've seen them in
Iconic
A Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
Well, Tammy Workentine has written this play about George Burns and Gracie Allen. real life married couple who were super influential all the way from vaudeville days through radio, through television. And it tells their love story. And I'm just really excited about this. And if you want to kick, like, these are those old jokes like, hey, George, you know, who in the army wears the biggest hat? He's like, crazy. I don't think you should. Who? The one with the biggest head. Like, but good, clean, fun, clever, smart jokes that before comedy got really shocking and blue, you know, this is, but yet still
right.
Laugh out loud funny. So George and Gracie opens this weekend at the Milwaukee Rep's Stackner Cabaret, a love story and a
Let's
world premiere.
Talk music.
Yes.
What music we got this week?
The Milwaukee Community Orchestra Spring Concert, which is all community players. I love this. They have a performance on Sunday at the South Milwaukee Performing Arts Center, Sunday afternoon at 3:00. And you know who you will hear on oboe in the Milwaukee Community Orchestra?
Oh, one of ours, right? Getzo.
Jessica Getzo plays oboe in the Milwaukee Community Orchestra. And I look forward to this every year. They have different seasonal shows, and you'll hear classical music like Rachmaninoff, but they also play medleys from Fiddler on the Roof and Jurassic Park. So an oboe
fun
is,
music to listen to.
Yeah. An oboe is a tricky instrument to play. It's a double reeded woodwind. So You have to have great proficiency with your embouchure.
Embouchure. Great
yes.
word.
And also, Talking Heads, you know, Jerry Harrison was in Talking Heads. David Byrne, though, has just skyrocketed on his own with a Broadway show. David Byrne's in town on Sunday at Miller High Life Theater. It's an evening with David Byrne.
Had an opportunity to go to that show.
Yeah.
I turned it down, unfortunately, because it'd just be too late of a night for me. I have to admit, though, like in your, I mean this affectionately, David Byrne is a weirdo in the best possible way. And like just the music that they'll do, that'll be a great show.
I would say, you say it'd be a unique musical experience.
Yes.
He's a true artist and a real gentleman. Word, yeah. Like he's a nice person too. Like he creates art that he believes in, not to be weird. Because some people create art to be weird. And then also,
great.
You know,
great
exactly. Like, hey, look at me. But I got to tell you, springtime, first weekend of May. Beer festivals. It is the official opening weekend of Esterbrook Beer Garden. They have a keg tapping tonight. But tonight, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, beer, live music, and stein holding contests.
Oh.
Enjoy. Get your muscles going.
Enjoy the horses on Saturday, Sandy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sandy Max, from What's on Tap, the Weekend Trend. If this weekend's lineup sounds fun to you, you'll want to check out our friends at Three Pillars Senior Living Communities, where top-notch events and activities are at the heart of everyday life. On their beautiful Lake Country campus, visit threepillars.org today.